Greta!
Swedish activist Greta Thunberg and other young environmentalists attending a climate conference in Milan have won a seat at the table, meeting with Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi.
There is no planet B.
Their audience with a G7 leader comes 2 days after Thunberg's scathing criticism that politicians weren't acting with urgency to solve the climate crisis.
Your pressure is very welcome. We need to be whipped into action. Your mobilization has been powerful, and rest assured, we are listening.
Hundreds of young environmentalists from around the world gathered here to propose climate solutions directly to global leaders ahead of the COP26 summit taking place in Scotland in November. World leaders beamed in, as did the Pope, to give their backing. The delegates are calling for the elimination of all fossil fuels by 2030, a more transparent and equal climate finance system, and climate education for global youth. Their proposals will be considered in the next few days at a pre-COP meeting here in Milan ahead of the Scotland summit.
This is only going to be meaningful if the things that are changing in governments right now reflect what we are saying, because that never happens.
The process should be with us and for us, not just for us, because the process that is just for us does not include us at all.
Dozens of protesters outside the perimeter briefly blocked traffic before police dispersed them. The delegates found an ally in Italy's first minister for ecological transition, who shares a key vision of theirs.
This is exactly what Greta and Vanessa together said. If we put together the social inequality at the global level and the climate change emergency, we have to treat those together. Otherwise, we simply fix the climate problem, but then we have millions of people losing the job.
The name Youth for Climate can be seen as just a branding mechanism, but veteran attendees of global environmental summits tell us by focusing on young people's ideas, this conference is actually injecting a sense of optimism and urgency sometimes lacking at such meetings.
They don't have the baggage that a lot of other people have, right? So they have the enthusiasm and maybe the naivete of wanting to change the world. I think that's an essential ingredient.
Other activists.
The activists aren't so naive, though, to believe everything they're told and will turn up the pressure if leaders don't deliver on promises made here. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Milan.
Let's bring in Asad Rehman in London. He's a spokesman for the COP26 Coalition, a climate justice movement. Good to have you with us, Sir Asad. What do you make of the comments you heard there right at the end of that report, that young people have the naivety to want to change the world? Are governments really going to listen to them, or is this just about making it look as though they will?
Unfortunately, the truth is ministers will happily pose for pictures with young climate activists. They'll be politely listening to their proposals. But when they actually sit down for their meeting, they'll bin those demands and go back to his business as usual, ignoring just not just them, but the millions of people all around the world who are calling for climate justice. And it's not been a lack of proposals. In fact, we could fill that conference hall three times over with the countless policy papers and demands for urgent action that civil society have tabled over decades. Unfortunately, what we see at this moment is tough talk, but empty promises to act by governments. And none of that is stopping us from spiralling towards the catastrophic warming that scientists are warning us about. You had Greta, the clip from Greta, and as Greta said a couple of days ago, we've had 30 years of blah, 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 30 years of broken promises. And I predict ministers will, when they end this pre-COP, will promise to build back better, to deal with the climate crisis and the crisis of poverty and inequality. But that will, unfortunately, be just more blah, blah, blah.
But are young people being naive in their demands?
Of course they're not being naive. Look, the global scientists have issued a code red for humanity. They've said that the window to act is rapidly closing. The UN itself has said the current proposals on the table to cut emissions are simply too weak and unfair. The richest countries need to cut their emissions by 2030 to prevent a breach of the critical 1.5-degree guardrail. Yet they're kicking action down the road to 2050, and they're leaving us on a course for 3 degrees warming. The UN said we need at least $1.5 trillion a year for a global Green New Deal so you can tackle climate and inequality and that the poorest aren't left behind. Yet rich countries haven't even met the promise of $100 billion that they made a decade ago. Frankly, it's not that they don't know what action is needed. It's that they're still acting to protect profits of big polluting companies rather than listening to their citizens. So, and it's not naive from young people. They are actually speaking truth to power.
All right, so Mario Draghi is right when he says that politicians need to be whipped into action.
Absolutely. And, you know, the UN Secretary General said it's your solidarity demands for action that set a powerful example. That's absolutely true. But we all know that we've been taken to the streets and building power, and they've not been listening to us. And that's why young youth movements and global civil society are on November 6th, will do a massive global day of action for climate justice, because we know it's only us that can change the outcome of both the COP26 summit and to give real hope to humanity.
All right, so what are the prospects for COP26? Are you optimistic?
Unfortunately, not so. I mean, what is needed, both in terms of the emission reductions, the finance on the table, the support for poorer countries, we're far, far off what is needed. Rich countries are still dragging their heels. We've had lots of warm words, but climate science tells us winning slowly is the same as losing, and we're not seeing either the urgency, we're not seeing the ambition, and we're not seeing the fairness from rich countries, and they really need to step up and take the action that is needed. We need to transform our energy systems, transform our food systems. We need to tackle global inequality. We're in the midst of a COVID pandemic, which has further exposed all of the inequalities and injustices that exist within societies and between rich and poorer countries. But it doesn't have to be like this. We know what needs to be done. We have the policies. We have the policies. We have the technology. What is lacking is the political will.
Really good to talk to you, Asad. Many thanks indeed. Asad Rehman there in London.